Praise be Jesus and Mary. In the Second Vatican Council document on the Church, entitled Lumen Gentium, Light of the Peoples, there's a chapter dedicated to the call to holiness. All right, this chapter is meant to teach that all Christians are called to become saints, to arrive at the perfection of charity, and this chapter is makes for good material, reading material for spiritual reading and also meditation, trying to apply what it says to our lives. One of the things that it says, and this is paragraph 41 of that chapter, each one, however, according to his own gifts and duties, must steadfastly advance along the way of a living faith. You see how the call to holiness recognizes differences among us, that we all have different gifts, different duties that we are to fulfill, the mission given to us by Christ. And so we can examine that statement in the saint who we celebrate today, St. John Vianney. According to his own gifts, right? St. John Vianney was not given many great gifts, okay? They say he was of meager talent. Okay, he was not gifted intellectually, had a lot of trouble with his priestly studies, especially with Latin. But the priest who took him under his wing really admired his piety and his diligence. That is, notwithstanding he wasn't given great talents, he still worked very hard at his studies and did the best he could. And so he was moved forward and then eventually ordained. So, you see, he was using his own gifts that God gave him. And then, when he got to his parish, okay, the duties that applied to his state of life as a priest. The Second Vatican Council document breaks it down into different paragraphs. There's a paragraph that talks about bishops, priests, families, Christian families, parents, those who are suffering, and I think there are a few other categories. So in the category that talks specifically about priests and their holiness, it says, priests should imitate saintly priests of the past, pray and sacrifice for the flock entrusted to them, and obey their bishops. So that's four things. What priests are supposed to be doing to arrive at holiness, the holiness that they've been called to. Look at the saintly priests of the past, pray for their flock, sacrifice for their flock, and obey their bishops. And here we see St. John Vianney. What does he do when he arrives at Ars? He finds that the faith is very, very weak, thanks to the French Revolution, okay, destroying the faith of many. And so what does he do? He gets on his knees and prays for the flock entrusted to him. The population at Ars was about 230 souls. Very, very small village. But he recognizes that this is where his bishop sent him. In obedience, he goes there. This is the flock that has been entrusted to his care. And so he gets on his knees for hours and hours during the day and night and prays before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Sacrifice. St. John Vianney is extraordinary for his mortification. I think he lived basically on boiled potatoes, right? Took the discipline at night to the point of blood, slept on a board or something like that. So he lived a life of prayer and sacrifice for the flock entrusted to him. And by doing that, He won many graces for his flock, the grace of conversion. Again, using the gifts that he had, he was very meek and gentle with the people. They came to admire his sincerity and his genuine love for them, and so they started coming to church. Another thing that St. John Vianney is noted for is having particular care for the liturgy, to make sure that in that small, poor parish, he conducted the most solemn liturgies that he could, okay, with the means available to him. And the people, they appreciated his efforts and the beauty of the liturgy that he provided for them, and so they just kept coming. And then he started a catechesis on a daily basis, an instruction. More and more crowds coming. Then he had to put himself in the confessional for 10, 12, 16, I think he got up to 18 hours a day hearing confessions. More and more people coming. I think it arrived at 20,000 people a year coming to his parish. And again, meager gifts. He wasn't known to be a great preacher. In fact, there was one very refined woman who came because she heard of the great reputation of the Curie of Ars. And after the sermon, she said, "How I'm so disappointed. I came all this way to hear that." And St. John Vianney says, "Madame, if you put into practice what I preach poorly, you will become a saint." Okay. So St. John Vianney, he himself now becomes one of those saintly priests of the past that the priests of today should look to as an example and follow to become holy, as the Second Vatican Council wants us to be holy priests and to save and sanctify the souls that God has entrusted to us. St. John Vianney, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christus rubi.